Again, it is lovely to be back with you on this beautiful winter day. As I think I mentioned last time, I grew up in a congregation about this size, about 12 or 13 people on a Sunday, and so it is a gift to my soul to be able to be with a group like you and in a beautiful little church like this and just give thanks for the gift of our faith and the chance as brothers and sisters to gather around the table and to sing praises to our God. This is actually my third sermon of this week, second of today, but third of this week, because it's been a very busy week for us over at Holy Trinity in Pembroke. We had our annual vestry meeting last Sunday, and then we've had two large funerals on Tuesday, and then again yesterday, a very large funeral at Holy Trinity. And so I ask your prayers for our parish, the Valley family over in Pembroke, and I give thanks to God for the witness of the saints who have gone before us. This week, there's a beautiful image that's in our gospel reading that I'd like us to reflect a little bit more upon. It's the image that Jesus gives to us of God as a hen. God as a hen, lovingly gathering up her brood under her wings. This morning, as we hear in the gospel from Luke, Jesus has an encounter with some Pharisees. The Pharisees tell him that King Herod, who was the Roman puppet ruler of Judea, King Herod desperately wants to kill Jesus. Of course, why wouldn't Herod want to kill Jesus? Just think about it for a minute. This is the same man Jesus has been preaching up and down the Judean countryside, teaching and healing and gathering support amongst all of the lowliest of people, amongst the peasants and the poor farmers and the fishers, the folks that revolutions are made of. Jesus, who says that the kingdom of God is like a pernicious mustard seed, an impossible weed, he says, that chokes out the roots of corruption and privilege, and affirms that every human being has inherent worth because they are made in the image of God. Every human being, regardless of rank or station, is beloved of God. Again, the stuff that revolutions are made of. Of course Herod wants to kill Jesus. Herod is an oppressor. Herod is a Roman puppet. The good news that Jesus proclaims is a threat to Herod. It's a threat to oppressors everywhere. Now, faced with this threat from Herod, from this worldly threat, from this worldly puppet ruler, Jesus could have put up his defenses. In responding to the Pharisees this morning, he could have described God using different images. Maybe he could have described God as a roaring lion or as a bone-shattering tiger. Maybe he could have described God as a strong army ever ready to jump into this world and intervene in order to protect God's only son. There's certainly no shortage of such violent and frankly masculine images of God in the Hebrew scriptures that Jesus could have drawn from this morning. And we hear some of them today in the two readings that we heard from the Old Testament. In the book of Genesis, in the book of Psalms, God is a mighty shield, we hear. God is a refuge against a mighty army, we hear in the psalm. But instead of a militaristic image of God, instead of a defensive or worldly image of God, Jesus gives us a different image of God this day. And it is a more common image, a more earthy image, you might say, a more feminine image of God. Instead of depicting God as a roaring lion or a tiger, the sort of weapon that the Romans used in their arenas and deployed for gratuitous violence and their pleasure, instead of describing God with that kind of imagery, Jesus describes God as a hen. God as a hen. Just think about that for a moment. Hens were everywhere in first century life. Hens were totally ubiquitous. Hens were the creatures that were, when you walked through a town, they were the ones that were running around your feet all the time. They didn't stay within fences or stay within certain properties. They went everywhere. And if you travel to a developing country today, as I'm sure some of you have, you will see that. Chickens and hens running about everywhere in the streets. chickens clucking to and fro, hens gathering up their chicks and leading them from point A to point B. Hens who were simple, simple creatures, accessible, dirty, lowly. Hens whose bellies drag on the ground. Hens whose flesh, whose meat, was the lifeblood of the poor. The poor didn't eat red meat all the time in first century Palestine. If you got protein, chances are it came from a bird. Chances are it came from a hen. Hens who are essentially nonviolent. You'll have to forgive the worms that they eat. That's probably the only violence that a hen is capable of, is eating a worm. But hens who are essentially nonviolent, who lay eggs and care for their young, who don't chase and kill and maim like lions and tigers and the fox, Herod. What might our Lord be trying to say to us this day about the nature of God with this image that we are blessed with? This simple earthy image of God, not as a mighty army, not as a roaring lion or a tiger, but God as a hen. This week, this past week, our world has once again been rocked by senseless acts of violence. Our world has once again been rocked by people, foolish people, who think that there's only one way to be human. That's fundamentally what drives this, is a belief, a foolish belief, that there is only one way to be human. As if being human could be put into a box. And it is a box which, not so coincidentally, looks exactly like the foolish people who build it. A box in which the people all worship the same and look the same and have the same skin color. And these are people who want to use fear and violence as weapons to divide and frighten us. People like King Herod who want to kill us and oppress us. In moments like the ones that we've had this week, people look to leaders of faith. People look to the Christian church. They look to Judaism. They look to Islam. They look to us as spiritual people for wisdom and for guidance. When people look to our church this week, what image of God are we going to speak back out into that world? Will it be an image of a militaristic God? Or perhaps a different image. I pray this week that we might be guided by the image that God gives us in this gospel, the image of God as a hen, a God who is running around with us like a hen in the dirt, being with us, a God who sanctifies not just some of us, but all of the human experience. God enters this world in Christ as a marginalized, racialized person. God inhabits the story of an economically oppressed refugee and peasant. That's who Jesus was. Someone on the margins. God struggles with us and suffers with us and bleeds with us. God lives and dies and rises with us. God's very heartbeat is acceptance and love. May we be motivated by that image of God this week. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. Amen.